the more than 20 prisons in Malawi are categorized as maximum security and medium security, offering various correctional programs for inmates. Authorities, however, say those facilities were not built with women in mind. Chimwemwe Shawa is a spokesperson for the Malawi Prison Service.
Correctional programs like formal and informal education and vocational training and others, we are biased towards men because of the structural designs of the prisons, which are gender insensitive, as they made it impossible to mix female and male prisoners so that they can equally benefit from the programs.
Shawa says the workshops are very close to male cells, where women prisoners do not dare to go for fear of being bullied or verbally harassed. Shawa also says the general prisons do not provide a conducive environment for women for their education. As a result, only male inmates advance their prison educations. Malawi in 2020 temporarily put female prisoners in isolated jails to slow the COVID-19 pandemic and prevent incoming prisoners from infecting the women and their babies.
Because of that, some of them express interest to start pursuing formal education. And it is from that one of them managed to do it. Now you do see that it was more like a coincidence, but the results were so positive. That's why I was saying, what if we design programs for them and that we give them, a conducive environment?
Shawa says of 412 female prisoners in Malawi, 59 have so far relocated to an all-female prison known as Kachere, formerly used as a rehabilitation center for juveniles in central Malawi.
It means all the school blocks will be used by female prisoners, and that we have already started sending competent teachers who are officers to make sure that they provide quality education to these female prisoners.
Victor Mhango is executive director for the Non-Governmental Center for Human Rights Education, Advice and Assistance, which advocates for the welfare of prisoners. He welcomes the relocation of the female prisoners, but fear that the move will end some of the family visits.
Many prisoners are taken to the prison closest to their area. But in this case, it would be like a prisoner from Chikipa is being kept in Zuzu. It means that the relatives, it will be difficult for them to go and see her. I think that would be a challenge. But otherwise, the idea is good.
National Prison spokesperson Shawa acknowledges the concerns, saying currently only 3 facilities have been selected for the all-female prisons. He says plans are underway to have as many female prisons, which would help reduce distances for family visits. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.